Solo Dolo, I ain't no hodo. It's your girl Tony coming at you with Tony and Terrence, the podcast, episode 92.
I only gave you my heart, you ain't protected. Plenty nights I went out with squad, you felt neglected. If I know you was gonna break your word, you should have kept it. Here you got me blowing up your phone, I'm feeling desperate. You used to be with me a lot, and I put you through a lot.
Episode 92, 8 more till 100. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tony. Coming at you with episode 92 because I already said that, I think, like twice already. But before I give you some culture, I do want to give you a recap of my weekend. Like I said, I'm rocking it out solo because Terrence and I, my weekend was sorry, y'all. It was just really bad. It was one of the worst weekends I've had in a very long time. That's why Terrence isn't rocking it out with me this week on the podcast, because we needed some space. Your girl needed to breathe. We have those moments, and I mean, I'm not afraid to admit. I mean, we fell out and I need some time. He needs some time. So I hope you're rocking it out with me, by myself, Sony or whatever. But besides, you know, the falling out that Terrence and I had, I did have the opportunity to support a fellow Bronco this weekend, Kamaya Zancy. Shout out to you, girl. She hosted her grand opening for her hookah lounge. She is a business owner, y'all, and that is a bomb as F. So shout out to you, Kamaya. The name of her hookah lounge is V-Lux Hookah Lounge. It's located off of Yadkin or Skybo, one of those, but put it in your Google Maps or, you know, Apple Maps, whatever. V-Lux Hookah Lounge, and it'll take you right on over there. If you've ever been to Euphoria Hookah Lounge, it is in that same exact location. The girl, she bought her out. She said, you know what, I'ma have my own hookah lounge, and that's bomb. She had a black and gold affair for her grand opening, and it was such a vibe. I enjoyed myself from the time I walked in. It was like, it was nice. The scene was beautiful. The ambiance was amazing. It might sound crazy, but I love the, it's like when you walk in and you pay, you show your ID, she puts in your information, and it's like you're a member. You get like this membership card. So when you get this card, you bring it every time you come, and you only have to pay $5 at the door. Now, the thing is, if you don't bring this card with you every time you come, you're going to have to pay $10 at the door. So if you visit V-Lux Hookah Lounge, you're going to get you a membership card. Bring it with you every time if you just want to pay $5, because that extra $5 is a lot. And I'm bringing my card every single time. I really did have a great time. My sister went with me. We ordered a hookah. We ordered some drinks and we had a great night. I felt like an old lady because I went there early and left early. And when I got back, you know, to Terrence's place, it was only like 11 something. And I was like, dang, this is like granny hours. What am I going to do for the rest of the night? But anyway, I really had a great time. And I was turnt when I left. My sister had to drive. But I thoroughly enjoyed myself. Shout out to you, Kamaya. You are the freaking bomb. Like, goals, girl. Goals. But that's pretty much all that I did this weekend. Besides, you know, me and Terrence falling out. It was pretty good. No, it wasn't. Anyway, culture. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian surprised Howard University with Sunday service during their homecoming week. Now, I've seen comments like, why y'all so quick to forgive Kanye now that he's doing gospel music? Let me just be one to say, I'm all for people serving God, all right? Only God knows if it's for show or if, you know, Kanye's for real about, you know, what he's saying. But in my opinion, if the words that are coming out of his mouth line up with, you know, God's word and correctly depict societal issues, then I'm all for it. I mean, like, who are we to judge? Like, we all make mistakes every single day. We all sin every single day. And we hold, it's like we hold celebrities to these high standards, and it's so ridiculous to me. It really is. Like, we think they're supposed to be perfect 100% of the time, and they mess up, and we just all over them, stepping all on their necks, all on their heads, you know, just like going after them just because their sins are, you know, publicly displayed and ours aren't, you know, just like, just celebrities aren't perfect, guys. I mean, I thought we knew that by now. But just one more thing. Why y'all screaming for Kim K? Like, she all that or something. Like, she... Moving on. Black girl magic. Y'all ready for some black girl magic? We always got to hit you with some black girl magic. Your girl, our girl, Queen Latifah, is to receive the Harvard Black Culture Award, named for W.E.B. Du Bois. Fun fact, W.E.B. Du Bois was the first black student to earn a doctorate from Harvard in 1895. Some more black girl magic for you. Simone Biles is flipping her way into history. That was a little corny, but she earned the title of the most decorated gymnast in world championships history, earning 25 medals. If that ain't black girl magic, I don't know what is. Shout out to you, Queen Latifah and Simone Biles, for doing the daggone thing, showing out for the culture. I'm going to take a quick break, you guys, and I'll be right back with the topic for this week. And I'm back. That does not have the same dynamic, but yep, I'm back. So I mentioned earlier that Terrence and I had a falling out this weekend. And so I knew that I could possibly be rocking out this episode solo, which is okay because we both, like I said, we both needed some time. We need some time to breathe. We needed some time to be on ourselves, to evaluate ourselves, and to think about our relationships, our relationship and where it's going. So I thought that this week I could talk about what it means to take a break in a relationship. I don't consider breaks to be exactly a bad thing. I feel that if you and your significant other have decided to take a break, then there's obviously reason for you to want to still be in the relationship, because if there wasn't, you would just outright break up with them, in my opinion. So what it means to take a break to me, it means to separate from each other for an extended period of time in order to work on oneself. When I see people taking breaks, or if, you know, if I hear someone saying, oh, well, we're on a break, or if I see it on like a TV show or something, it seems to have stemmed from like continuous issues or arguments that occurred in a relationship, or taking a break could also stem from one really bad argument that has you considering the whole relationship altogether, trying to decide if it's worth moving forward. Sometimes, you know, we can get in like these heated arguments with our significant other, and it can seem so bad in that moment. And sometimes we need that extra time to calm down and really think about if the situation is going to make or break the relationship. We need that extra time to determine if we can truly get past the situation and continue to love each other and grow together. Like I said, I don't feel like taking a break is exactly a bad thing, but it could also be, because it could end up, you know, it could end in you breaking up. I don't think taking a break exactly means that you're broken up, though. I've always been on the fence about that. Me and Terrence, we've taken a break before, but we had like these guidelines to taking a break, if you know what I mean. Like, we were taking a break, we were, you know, we needed our space, but we weren't like out sleeping with other people or entertaining other people. We were still like each other's, but we just needed some time to think about our relationship. Think about if this is what we really want. Think about how we could better ourselves. I don't think that taking a break means you're broken up. Some people might think that, but like I said earlier, I just think it's space for both of you for an extended period of time. Time that might seem a little abnormal than just regular space. That's what I think a break is, in my opinion. A lot of people might ask, should you still be loyal to your significant other while on a break? I think, like I was saying earlier, me and Terrence, we had these guidelines when we've taken a break before, and we talked about what a break means for both of us. So we came to a general consensus what we were both going to do on our break. But I feel like that whether you're going to sleep with somebody else or text somebody else, entertain somebody else, that should be discussed at the time that you both decide that a break is needed. I think that's really important because you don't want to like be on this break and you're supposed to be thinking about the relationship. You come back and you talk to your significant other and find out that one of you have, you know, slept around, and then the other one gets mad because you didn't communicate what exactly you were going to do on this break. I feel like that's really important because like, I mean, could you really get mad if your significant other, if you're on a break and your significant other thinks that just because you're on a break, you can sleep around? I mean, that sounds bad though. I mean, do you really want this relationship if it's that easy for you to just sleep with somebody else? And that's sticky. I mean, YOLO. Do people still say YOLO? I don't know. But anyway, I think it's something that needs to be discussed at the beginning. Once you decide that you want to take a break, go ahead and set those guidelines because you don't want any misunderstandings. You don't want to get your feelings hurt. And you just want to have clear communication as to what you're going to be doing on the break. So, you know, nothing bad happens. Also, in my opinion, a break doesn't mean that you pop your yoni or go deep sea diving in the first male or female you see. Like, I don't feel like that's the point of a break. It's not a hall pass to me. A break is a time of, you know, evaluating the relationship, evaluating yourselves, determining, you know, where you want the relationship to go and how you need to change it in order for you to achieve, you know, that goal. So some things that you maybe should do while you're taking a break instead of cheating, I mean, or, you know, stepping out or, you know, popping your yoni or going deep sea diving, maybe you should think about the pros and cons of the relationship. Really think about what you like about your significant other, what you love about them. Think about the good times, think about the bad times, and you have to determine if your pros outweigh your cons or vice versa. I feel like that's a really important step when you're taking a break, and not just to think about it, I feel like you should actually write it down. And don't be extra with it. Like, I feel like you should really be detailed with the pros and cons of your relationship when you're on a break, because when you're on a break, you have to determine if you actually still want to be with this person, if it's still worth it to you. And I feel like writing down the pros and the cons will help you out a great deal. I also think that you should think about why the break was needed. What might have stemmed? What might have happened? What caused you to want a break in the relationship? What became too much for you? What is it that you need to change? What is it that your significant other needs to change? I think that's really important. Why do we need this break? Why do we need this extended period of time away from each other? Another thing that you should think about is if you wish to further the relationship. The point of a break is to, like I've been saying, evaluate the relationship. Not only are you evaluating the pros and cons, you have to weigh them as well. You have to determine if the pros are good enough to stay or if the cons are just bad enough to go. Wow, that sounds bad. But it's true. If you haven't taken a break in a relationship, you probably can't relate. But if you have, like, it can be really tough, especially when you spend a lot of time with your significant other. It's like, wow, I really have to really sit back and think about, you know, what I really love about my significant other and what I hate and what caused us to want to go on this break. You have to think about all of this by yourself. And it can be depressing a little bit, especially, like I said, if you're used to spending a lot of time with them every day of the week. Another thing that I've been saying that you should think about while on a break is ways in which you can better yourself in order to strengthen the relationship. I don't feel like I don't think your main focus should be on what the other person should be doing better, but I think you should focus on what you can do to better yourself, because you can't make anyone do anything. I know that might sound bad, but we have to first evaluate ourselves. Sometimes, I know you heard the saying, be the change that you want to see. So I feel like maybe you should take a step back. Think about what it is that might have caused the issues in the relationship, what you might have caused, what issues, you know, what you might have brought to the table that wasn't so pleasant, what you could change about yourself, and work on it to, you know, write down what you would do differently in situations, you know, write out scenarios, whatever can help to better the relationship. If you really want the relationship, I feel like that's really important. Go the extra mile, especially if that person is worth it. I think that's really important. Just really think about yourself and how you can be better. Because I feel like once you start bettering yourself in a relationship, your significant other is going to like catch on to that. And they're going to be like, you know what? She's made some, or he's made some major changes, and I might need to check myself too, because I don't want him or her being the only one sacrificing, and I'm not doing my part as a boyfriend or as a girlfriend. Sometimes we do need to think about that. We tend to, when we're having arguments or disagreements, we tend to point the finger at our significant other, when really we should evaluate ourselves, because we could really make a really big difference with changing one thing, like changing your tone or changing the way that you said something or changing, stop constantly saying you, and change the statement altogether so it doesn't make it seem like you're just putting everything off on your significant other. Not playing the blame game, not playing tit for tat, you know, just really evaluating those little things, because it's those little things that really make a difference in the communication of the relationship. And learning how to effectively communicate can, you know, help alleviate a lot of the issues in the relationship. So while you're on your break, really think about those things, the pros and cons, why the break was needed, if you want to further the relationship, way and ways that you can better yourself to strengthen the relationship. These are some things that I'm actually going to do myself
Terrence and I, we haven't actually officially said we're on a break, but we are. I do feel like we need some time to evaluate ourselves. We've come a very long way, but there's still some things within us that we need to evaluate. We need to change. And sometimes we can't make the change up under each other. We need to back up, give each other some space, and breathe and think. Be silent, be alone. And, you know, they say distance makes the heart grow fonder. And I don't know if I believe that or not, because I mean, is it true? I guess it is true. Because I'd be like, dang, I miss them or whatever. But I don't know. I do feel like distance is needed sometimes, especially when you're together. If you live together, you see each other 7 days a week, you know, it's just really take some time, especially if you find yourself constantly arguing over small things, petty things. That's when I feel like a break is needed. And like I said, breaks aren't always a bad thing. It's just a moment for you to evaluate yourself so that you can move forward together stronger. And sometimes breaks can end up in breakups, but that's a whole nother story. That's not my story, at least not right now. So I'm just going to take this time, like I said, to really evaluate my relationship and determine what I can do to better myself as a girlfriend, because I'm not trying to be a girlfriend for the rest of my life. I do want to be a wife. I feel like, you know, that's not an ultimate goal, but it is a goal of mine. I do want to be someone's wife. And there's still some things that I need to change about myself that I don't want to bring into a marriage. And so what I'm doing right now is asking God to prepare me to be a wife, to make me and mold me into, you know, the wife that He would have me to be, you know, to take out all of the negative things that wouldn't make a relationship successful. You know, take away. I can honestly say for me in a relationship, it is my temper, my anger. And sometimes I can be really passionate about my feelings about a certain issue or a topic that I want to discuss with Terrence. And sometimes I can go overboard with it. So I'm really taking, like I said, I'm taking this time and evaluating myself and thinking about how I can go about talking about certain situations differently so they don't come across so harsh. I think that's my problem, because I don't mean it. I don't mean things in a bad way sometimes, but sometimes I can just be overboard. But anyway, I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to write down my pros and cons and determine, you know, if the pros outweigh the cons and if the cons outweigh the pros. I feel like these are conversations that we need to have, because we look at relationships and I feel like we shouldn't idolize people's relationships, because you never know, you know, what goes on behind closed doors. We're human. We make mistakes. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I try to hold myself accountable more for the things that I do wrong in a relationship, because I really do. I really want to be a great girlfriend, because I really want to be a great wife. I really do. So I hope that you guys got something from this episode. If you're in a relationship and you're having some continuous issues, maybe discuss with your significant other that, you know, a break is needed. Take some time to yourselves. Even if you live in the same house, you can still take a break. It is possible. I've seen it on Grey's Anatomy, actually. It is possible. It might be a little bit harder, way easier said than done, but, you know, determine that for yourselves. If you think you need it, go to therapy together or separately. But, you know, take the time to communicate with each other and determine what is best for you all. So that brings me down to the end of this episode, episode 92. Like I said, I hope you got something from it. I actually enjoyed preparing this episode because it helped me with evaluating, you know, my relationship and determining where I want me and Terrence's relationship to go. If you ain't following us on social media, how I end up, I just jumped straight into it. But if you're not following us on social media, then what you doing, baby? Make sure you follow Tony and Terrence on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Tony and Terrence. Also, visit our beautiful website and purchase you a Tony and Terrence love t-shirt because it's all love, baby. Purchase you a t-shirt for the low price of $20 because we still got bills to pay. You feel me? Also, check out Tony and Terrence the playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. I feel like, oh, this was something I forgot to tell you guys at the beginning of the episode when I was mentioning Kamaya's Hookah Lounge. I didn't even tell you that it was located in Fayetteville. You guys were probably like, well, where is it? Fayetteville, North Carolina is where it's at. So make sure you go and support your girl, our girl. If you don't know, we're still go support her, Kamaya Dancy. She is a Black business owner, and I feel like that's all I need to say. That, I mean, go support. All right, guys, I'm about to be out your hair. It's Tony. All right, bye.